Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am pleased to be speaking with Alex Leslie, who's the Director of Prevention at the Cleveland Rape Crisis Center over in Cleveland, Ohio. How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm doing great, David. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's a real pleasure to get a chance to be able to speak with you. And what I want to talk about today is the work that you're doing over at the Cleveland Rape Crisis Center with Youth 360, which is a youth leadership program. And so important to be able to see youth as not the problem, but as the solution. And what I think Youth 360 does is finds a way to be able to have youth not just be the targets of who we're trying to reach, but have youth become the agents of change in order to prevent sexual violence. So can you describe what you do with Youth 360?
I think the thing that I've learned the most, I've been doing prevention for 5 years and had the pleasure of working with Models for Men Can Stop Rape and working with them in Most Club and doing other sort of long-term prevention efforts. And one of the things that I learned through that and through understanding resiliency theory is that young people wouldn't really change any of their behavior unless there's really adult that's supporting that change and that's really built up a trusting relationship with that young person. So I think sometimes what we used to be doing in prevention was sort of short-term, in the classroom, sort of authoritative presence. And we still do that as a way to get people talking about the issue of rape and sexual assault and dating violence. But what we wanted to do with Youth 360 when I initially came up with the idea was to have a core of young people who are activists and leaders who we really grew using sort of a holistic approach. And we pay them a stipend. They treat it like job experience, college experience. It's really a high priority for them. They participate by learning for the first several months of the program. The program goes over the course of the school year, and they learn from September until February the basics of sexual violence, of dating violence, of oppression, understanding some of the forces in society that we're working with, gender. They get sort of the equivalent of gender 101 class. And then we start turning all of that knowledge back out and equip them to create projects in the community that educate other young people on issues of dating and sexual violence. Especially, we found they really get excited about equipping their peers to have one-on-one conversations. They sort of get seen as the experts in their school. Some of the participants even say things like, they have certain weeks go by where they're the ones that get asked all the questions about age of consent and healthy attitudes towards sex and sexuality. They're kind of put in a place where they become the leaders, and they really get access to their peers in ways that I could never get. So why not have them help us rather than try to treat it like they're the issue or the problem?
So in Youth 360, what you're doing is finding youth to become those resources and those activists. Describe the activist piece. And what do you do to help support that, and what type of activism do young people do?
We pick them through an application process. Some of the money is an incentive, certainly gets people in the door, and the feedback we've got from them is the money brings them here, and they sort of have a tendency to be interested in social justice or something like that. But once they get to us, they really get connected to the organization, to the mission. And the way we kind of frame the activism for them is being willing to speak up and speak out against dating and sexual violence, about being willing to promote healthy attitudes about sex and sexuality. So being willing to talk with their peers and promote messages around consent and making sure that people are equipped with more knowledge about what rape and dating violence really are. Very structured activism. They design a project based on their strengths. We do a whole series of activities where they learn how they learn best and how they work best. We have some students who are really good writers. Well, their project's really centered around writing something compelling for their school newspaper, or in some cases writing something personal that they wanted to share with the world at large. And we've had great luck working with folks at Advocates for Youth to have a public place for our young people's writing to be published. we have some other students who are really interested in audiovisual equipment, and they use creating a YouTube video as a framework. Now they're still working on editing that, because their strengths were in the making and writing of it. So we're trying to figure out how to make that public, but we had two students who were really interested in using the video medium. And then other students, really in very gregarious, outgoing people who did school-wide presentations or classroom-based presentations, and then tried to measure the impact of those some weeks after. All of that goes to supporting the belief that they have the skills right now to affect change. When they get attached to the cause of preventing rape and preventing sexual and dating violence, and they're doing so using their best self, using their strengths and where they're most resilient, they really get attached to our agency. They get attached to our mission. We're seeing already that our evaluation results actually suggest that by being attached to our issue, they're actually becoming more activists about other things, including other social justice issues and political issues. So that's something that was sort of an unintended consequence of our program, but now we're saying we're really trying to create young activists, people who are willing to speak up for issues that are about justice for all human beings, and especially includes women and people at risk for sexual violence.
Well, you know, that's so important, because when we think about the way that we try to be able to create change and foster change, is that sexual violence is only one issue that youth face today, and that we have to also recognize the links to those other issues. So that's a great outcome and great advantage to be able to achieve and advance. In your work youth and being able to advance prevention over these last several years, what recommendation would you have for someone who is getting ready to get engaged in youth leadership efforts around sexual violence prevention? What's the top pointer or two that you would give?
I think there's a couple of things that people need to be willing to do to really tackle prevention with youth in, I think, the best way. The number one is the relationship with young people is more important than anything. And that means I've got to do what I say I'm going to do. So I have to be consistent. A lot of the young people I'm working with don't have very many consistent adults in their life, especially with the young men I'm working with in most clubs. This principle is one that I try to have in all of my prevention work, but especially with Youth 360. I've got to not expect anything more from them than I would expect from another adult. Like, I can't expect a young person to say everything perfectly, or I can't expect every young person I work with to be able to articulate prevention messages the way that I can, but I can recognize when they're talking about sexual violence, that's a step forward. And I think one of the other ones that I would say is fostering growth in other areas. I think we kind of get siloed. Sexual violence is not the only issue our young people are dealing with, and you have a young person who is learning and growing. We can meet them where they are. If they are tied to other programs, or if they are looking for an after-school program that can benefit them, I think the more that we can sort of support the whole young person, the more likely they're going to feel attached to us as mentors and to the issue as something that is relevant to them. So it sounds kind of silly, but by putting that relationship first and doing what you would do to maintain a good, healthy professional relationship regardless, you're really instilling in young people a great value. They pay it back. It might not always look the exact same way that you think it is, but they value people who are direct and honest with them, and people who do what they say they're going to do and live the values that they purport. Because they're not going to remember every exact thing you say, but they'll remember what you do, and they'll remember who you are. That's really important.
I'd like to thank you, Alex, for a little time to talk with me, and I look forward to learning more about how this program develops over the years. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission, or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.